already started, that...
Can you start over?
Yeah. I think pharma and PBM may not know their death cascade for their current model has already started. I'm hearing more and more frequently from patients, this drug is carved out, I can't get access here. And we can't have everybody in the United States depending on free drug. And yet at the same time, there is going to be real resistance from employers to continue to pay these prices where they can't say, I've looked at this contract, I understand it, it's reasonable. I can go to court and say, listen, this is how I made this decision. And that impacts the PBMs too, right? Because if pharma is continuing to rely on the PBMs and they're continuing to be a black box, fundamentally, both of those scenarios is really problematic. And I'm not a fan of importation. I think that there's a lot of risks involved. At the same time, I do understand why employers want to do it, which is, I see the drug price, I understand it, I can purchase it at this much. And so fundamentally, I don't believe it's 100% legal, particularly for the medications where it's really important, like the large cell biologics. I know it's excluded from any sort of importation agreement there. But pharma has to know that there are prices and there's more and more purchases in these other locations. I mean, pharma knows this. They can track drug no matter what, assuming it's a legitimate product. I worry for them that in continuing to be intransigent, continuing to insist on these really high prices, that they're actually shooting themselves in the foot and they're going to see less coverage. More people going on PAP that maybe they're erroneously denying because they're thinking it's some sort of interloper, but really it's just employers saying, I can't afford this.